Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley Holiday Gift Guide. Home for the holidays, tis the season to shop small and share big. I am Tiffany.
And I'm Margaret. And this week we're going to focus on the sharing big.
That's right. The show isn't just about shopping local. It's about sharing local as well, supporting the people and the organizations that make our community, I need to move this over, that make our community stronger all year round.
So I have a question, Tiff. Do you ever give donations at the holidays instead of exchanging actual physical gifts?
Absolutely. So instead of gifts, right, because some people have everything, I will choose an organization that is meaningful to them, right? Something that would mean something in their life. So take, for instance, if it's someone that has had some heart issues or knows or someone in their family, then I would, you know, donate to the American Heart Association. How about you?
We've been doing that for years now in my family, again, because if I want something, I buy it. You know, if I'm able to buy it, I buy it. So we give donations instead of exchanging gifts.
How do you choose which organizations to support?
Well, I've had a few organizations that I've supported consistently over the years that are just, you know, things that are impactful to me. But I also look at what's happening in the community at the moment and where is there a growing need.
Right.
And then I look with the organization and the people that are in the organization and people I trust.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and today we're learning how we can all give back in a really important way this season.
Yeah. And we have a deep need and an opportunity to have an impact right now in this moment in our community. So with us today, we have Dawn Goodshall.
Thank you for coming today, Dawn.
And I said your name wrong. I know I did. I'm staring at you. Dawn Goodshall.
Yes.
And I knew your last name. I don't know why that just came out the way it did. But, hey, this is where we are. It's Monday.
If I had a dollar for every time someone called me Goodshall, I would probably be wealthy by now.
But that's crazy because your name is spelled G-O-D. Like, there's no double D in there, and I just did it. Anyway, I apologize. Dawn, you are the CEO of Community Action Lehigh Valley.
Yes.
So, and you also, which runs the largest food bank, Second Harvest, that covers our region and also six counties in total, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah. We are an anti-poverty organization. We don't want to see people continue their lives in poverty. So it's sort of like that old adage, give a man a fish or teach them how to fish. So we teach them how to fish so that they can get out of poverty. Many of our programs are designed so that people can buy their first home, start their first businesses, high school students get into college. And then there are those like Second Harvest Food Bank that feed lots of people. We distributed about 16 million pounds of food last year. And our Sixth Street Shelter is the largest family shelter in the region. It's in Allentown. And we have 25 apartments that people, where they don't have to share bathrooms and kitchens with strangers. They have their own individual apartments, and they get a chance to get themselves back on track and until they can get into stable housing. We do weatherization of homes so that people's energy bills are lower. And those are just some of the 11 programs that we have at
Community Action. One of the things that you touched on was the Sixth Street Shelter. And that's actually very near and dear to my heart. Back when I did more events, my event team, we volunteered there for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And so as a company, and it was very rewarding, but also it was eye-opening. Mm-hmm. But I was very, the team, you know, as a team, we were just really happy at the result. right? Like, it just, you know, a few hours, you know, and we were able to produce something that was really wonderful and something that people were able to use that they didn't have before.
That's awesome.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
The Sixth Street Shelter is one of the places when I was growing up, our youth group went there to volunteer.
Okay.
One day. Yeah. Anyway, so.
So, and then you also mentioned the weatherization, but I know that one of the real important reasons why we're happy that you're here today is that we can have a candid conversation. There is some real needs and urgent crisis that's happening here. All over, but particularly, you know, we're talking about the Lehigh Valley. Can you explain what's happening right now with SNAP benefits and Community Action's role?
Sure. Well, when the state impasse came about and then the federal government shut down where they decided they were not going to fund SNAP, to the 42 million Americans who utilize the program, it caused a panic in not just in Pennsylvania, but throughout the country. People who rely on SNAP to supplement their food needs in their families began to en masse visit food banks throughout the region. We at Second Harvest Food Bank actually give food to over 200 pantries in the six counties that we serve, and that's Lehigh, Northampton, Monroe, Carbon, Pike, and Wayne.
Wow.
And so in those 200 pantries, they saw a spike of over 40% of people who had never been to pantries before were starting to
what
come.
What was the percentage?
40%.
40%.
Increase.
Yeah,
increase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks and families and people and individuals who have never seen the inside of a food bank have recently now.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it really was eye-opening. It became big in the news, but, you know, these are real people. It's not just a news story.
Right.
People were having to choose between buying food and feeding their families or paying their rent or paying their utility bills.
Yes.
And it's you know, always very interesting that people have to make those kinds of choices. Elderly people have to choose often between buying life-saving medication or buying food. And so we were supplementing the elderly in the region with our CSFP boxes, which are the senior food boxes, that they could get that little bit of food. It's not like we're giving people, you know, filling their refrigerators or pantries. We are really just supplementing a need that they already have.
Okay.
So what is the current landscape like? You know, we have a somewhat of a reopening of the government, and our state finally passed the budget. So what do you see happening, and how much, how quickly is that going to recover things, or is it not going to recover things?
Well, first of all, we it will take several months to stabilize what has already happened. Because people were borrowing from their mortgage money, their, you know, their rent, their utility money in order to buy food. And those payments usually come with penalties or fees because you didn't pay them on time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will take quite some time for people to be able to catch up with the loss of that funding, that staple of SNAP while we're waiting to see what's going on. And this the federal budget opening you know, back up does not mean that we won't see this again, because this was a continuing resolution that is only good through January. So we have the potential to see this happen all over again in January.
Okay.
And how it's your question. Sorry.
That's okay.
I got rolling with it. But
I mean, this is a podcast that is about holidays, right? And gift giving. And so you know, as viewers are taking a look at, you know, sometimes maybe thinking about not buying a gift and donating to a cause, and with everything that's happening right now, that would be a wonderful thing, right? A wonderful choice. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, you know, everyone is interested in where their dollars are actually going, right? And so we're speaking about, you know, food, and you have the Second Harvest Food Bank, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens? What's the process? What does that networking look like? What's that, if we were to map it from beginning to end?
So people, because of what's been happening with SNAP and food, the food supply, in addition, food has gone up astronomically.
Right.
So people are a little bit nervous about, they're not getting as much bang for their buck. When people donate to Second Harvest, we can buy food in bulk. So we can, stretch those dollars far greater than people who go and purchase food at a grocery store for us.
And that is because of different regulations.
Yeah.
That you're able to get a different price.
We can go right to the source, whoever is selling, whether it's protein, eggs, dairy. We can buy much more than a person who is, and don't get me wrong, we are grateful when people decide to do a food drive. But bake sales and food drives are not going to by themselves answer the problem.
Right.
We need to be able to get food in mass to people, and that's what's been happening. There are millions of people who rely on SNAP, and they're not people who are just sitting around, you know, trying to get something for free. About half of SNAP participants work. They actually have a job or two within their households, but they may have many children, which makes them have to get a little bit of something to make those ends meet.
And I think it's really important. I'm sorry to, I do want to reiterate that, is that many people, you said, and I don't know what the statistic is, that are using SNAP benefits or have SNAP benefits are working.
Mm-hmm. It's over 40%.
Over 40%. Mm-hmm. Over 40% of families have adults, working adults, mm-hmm. in their home, mm-hmm. and are still in need of.
Right. But I think it's also important to note, we were talking about this before and you made a really good point. Those that aren't working are not working because they're needed at home, right?
Correct.
Or they're taking care of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking care of kids. Mm-hmm. There's multiple generations in a household.
Right.
Somebody's got to be there to take care of people.
Yeah.
So I think there's a stigma that we've had in this country for as long as I've been on this earth, that if you're getting food stamps,
yep.
if you're getting assistance, mm-hmm. government assistance, you're lazy and you're not working and you don't want to work and you're just trying to, you know,
take advantage of the system.
Yeah. And that's not the case.
No. Correct.
Actually, it's really sad, but our minimum wage in Pennsylvania has been $7.25 for the past 16 years, since 2009.
That's still minimum wage?
That is still minimum wage, absolutely. And so it takes 2 and 3 full-time jobs in a household in order to be able to sustain your family. So that little extra that you might get from government assistance is not for everyone, so that they could sit back and on their do nothing.
Right.
Many of them are hardworking people who are just trying to survive and to, you know, to make sure their kids and their families are okay.
Mm. Okay, so we know that we have a food crisis, and it's coming up on the two holidays that are the most focused on food.
Food, right.
Thanksgiving, and I think the show will air before Thanksgiving, so, you know, everybody wants their turkey dinner and their stuffing and their sweet potatoes, and we've got families out there that aren't going to have that.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a critical need for us to donate cash to the food pantries directly or to Second Harvest, which, as Dawn said, has buying power.
Right. And volunteering, right? Yeah. If you don't have, you know, obviously we want, you know, there's the need for monetary contributions, but for those, like we said, there's over 40% of people who would probably that want to help their neighbors that are on assistance themselves. Mm. Maybe they can give some time.
Yeah. We have organizations come in all the time and help us pack boxes for the people that we serve. And so there's sort of this assembly line. It's a fun thing to do with your coworkers.
Okay.
And we certainly can use the help, especially with the kind of food that we're having to put out right now.
Right.
It is very helpful. If you go online to Second Harvest Food Bank, you can sign up with, you know,
Margaret,
friends.
Margaret, I think we should do this.
Together, right?
We could do it together.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing up the volunteer part of it. That's really important.
Because, I mean, not everyone may not be able to do one, but you can do the other. And so there's always something that you could do, right? As my mother always said.
Yeah.
There's always something you can do.
Yes. So I do, I'm going to segue to how the greater community is stepping up. But first, I want you to talk, because you're here and this program is being done. The reason that Tiffany, one of the ideas she had for this program was to talk about the small businesses, and then one of the resources that you provide, the Community Action provides, is the Rising Tide Community Loan Fund.
Right.
Yeah. So I want you to be able to give a little bit of information about that. We're highlighting some of those businesses on our other episodes, but I want you to explain what the Rising Tide Loan Fund does.
The Rising Tide gives microloans and small business loans to up-and-coming businesses. So, you know, people have a great idea. I'd really like to do this and start a business, and they create a business plan. They, you know, put all of this together and down on paper, and then they go to a bank, and a bank says, you're not quite ready yet. You know, you're not bank ready. Mm. And so the Rising Tide will give a loan to get a business started or to expand an existing business. We have, over the years, lent about $13 million, a little over $13 million for businesses to get started or expand, which has been a really wonderful economic boost for our community because it gives people jobs, it helps to retain jobs within those businesses. And a lot of restaurants that people are really familiar with were probably started by the Rising Tide.
Mm.
So it's exciting that we're able to do that. And they pay, you know, when they pay their loan back, the idea is that when they're done with us, now they're bank ready and they can, you know, do more things out in the community.
Right. Continue to grow their business.
That's important, being bank ready.
Yes.
Just that phrase is giving me a little, I don't know.
You're an individual business owner.
Yes, because I'm a small business owner, right?
Right.
Oh. Okay.
So there you go. But
yes.
You're doing it.
Yes. Yes.
You're doing
I am bank ready.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thanks.
So getting back to food and the way that this community, what I love about the Lehigh Valley, and we saw it, you know, during COVID, how the community steps up.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about this critical needs support fund that the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley and the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation launched to help stabilize these essential services. So the fund's going to provide rapid relief for families facing food insecurity or that are in need of emergency services.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the 40% of increase. But we also have 40% of our local residents living paycheck to paycheck.
Absolutely.
So these are the funds are needed desperately right now.
Yeah.
And the fund will then help nonprofits like Second Harvest keep their shelves stocked and ensure food reaches the neighbors who need it the most. So want to thank those who have already stepped up, the businesses and the private family foundations that have stepped up already to help launch this fund.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. So that's a really great way to give. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, if you have a church or a group that you're already involved with that has a food pantry, you know, perfect way to give. Or you can go to the United Way's website, give directly to the fund. And
right. There's the UnitedWayGLV.org.
Yes.
As well as Volunteer Lehigh Valley. Which on the volunteer, what is the website?
Yeah, so
that
you
is
talked
another
about
one.
Well, what when we you brought yes. up that you can volunteer, one way I've had many people over the years say, well, how do I know where to volunteer and where are there opportunities? And you know, obviously Dawn mentioned that you can pack food boxes, but if food isn't like your ticket right now, it's not what's making your heart beat. Go to the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley. Mm. Their website, volunteerlv.org, lists all kinds of opportunities and ways that you, your family, your friends yes. can do some kind of impactful project
yes.
in the community. So those are two really good resources.
And fun fact, if you go to that website, you can find out what all the galas and events are in the Lehigh Valley.
Okay.
So yes. if you want to go to something fun.
Pro tip. All of the nonprofit and events in the Lehigh Valley are most likely listed on that website.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yes.
Good to know.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, there's all tons of nonprofits and that are working in various ways, whether it's, you know, housing. It's you talked about the American Heart Association.
Right.
So. There's a cause for everybody.
Right, yes.
Unfortunately, there's a need. There's so much need. And
yes.
so we have a wonderful network of nonprofits and then, you know, easy to go to the United Way's website.
I know. I was just thinking. I had just thought of another one, but you go first on.
Well, I wanted to suggest, though, a lot of people don't know that at our 6th Street shelter, we provide the basic necessities for people who have to come to the shelter. So we stock every apartment with dishes and pots and pans and towels and bedding and pillows and so forth. And when those families are about to leave, we let them take those things with them.
Wonderful.
Because they're, many of them are needing a fresh start. So we have to constantly replenish those things. So that is also a way to give, is by adopting our apartments and helping us to replenish the things that for the families who come to the 6th Street shelter.
That's
okay.
wonderful.
That's great. And so let me, does that mean that you purchase those items or are they donated?
Oh, great question.
Because I know I was involved in a nonprofit once where, like, they had a shelter and people would just drop off bags and bags of stuff, and it's not necessarily what was needed, nor was it in the condition
and
that you would give to your loved ones.
Which goes back to you saying then that takes manpower.
Right.
Yeah, it is. We purchase it if we don't have it. So as we're going into winter, we need blankets and bedding for every, you know, that are warm for every apartment. And so if we don't, if we only have, there's 25 apartments, there's 118 beds at the shelter. If we have 50, you know, we have to then purchase the remainder so that we make sure that every family who comes into the shelter has what they need. So it's both. You know,
oh, okay.
We have to purchase what we need and we don't have.
Okay.
We do require, as far as anything that is made of cloth, that it's new when it's donated because we have to be careful about, you know, bugs or bed bugs,
right,
for
right.
instance. But people have donated, you know, if they're buying new dishes for their kitchen, and they can donate those old dishes to us and
okay.
we make sure that they get to a good family.
Okay, that's so wonderful. Household items are donated. You can donate household items, but keep your sheets to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that is certainly a way to put it. Absolutely.
That sounded personal, but so I do want to mention that we always have, oh goodness, what is the company that puts the boxes out? at locations?
Salvation Army? No.
Well, no.
Goodwill?
Maybe we have to, you know, and then you can donate the toys.
Oh, Toys for Tots.
Thank you.
Toys for Tots. Right.
Yes. So everyone should also, I mean, that's another one. Look out for the Toys for Tots boxes. Mm-hmm. And then I also know that this year coming up, we have the Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealers Association, which gives back over $150,000 each year to other nonprofits here in the Valley. Each Christmas, most people don't know this, but they actually do a children's luncheon where they invite the children from the Easton Home, the Children's Home of Easton, from the Miracle League, from some of the other organizations here. Yeah. They do a whole Christmas luncheon, and Dan Moyer, the executive director, and his wife wrap presents for 100 families and bring them to a venue and deliver Christmas. We have Santa Claus and we have his friends, Santa's friends, and they all come and they get to sit with Santa. So it's a wonderful thing. And this year, the Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealers Association will be starting their first nonprofit, their own, the Cars and Kids Foundation, because we care.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome.
So look for that coming, and you can always go on the website, The Auto Show, the Lehigh Valley Auto Show.com.
Okay. All right. So I think we've given people a couple of different things to think about.
Yes.
Volunteer, give your money, keep your sheets, give the kids toys.
Look for the boxes.
Look for the boxes. We have to lighten this up a little bit.
Yes,
this
we do.
It's a hard subject.
That was hard. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was real. It was very IRL, very in real life, happening now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, what is sticking with me is the increase of people who have never set foot in a food pantry before. And
yes.
And what that takes for them to do that is pure desperation. Yeah. I mean, it's so we need to look at our neighbors and the people on the street that are shopping next to us with deep compassion and understanding that they may be going through something that we have no idea. But also, I'll talk for myself, could be one step away from that. Like, what is the thing that could happen in my life that would put me in their shoes very quickly?
Most people don't have a savings of any significance anyway. And so a loss of a job, a medical incident that keeps you from working or from getting a paycheck could put a lot of people in that situation. And we were all put on this earth to be kind and to help others. And that truly is what I believe, that if you have means, or if you don't have a lot of means, but you're able to volunteer or you're able to teach, those are the things that make a difference in people's lives. At the Sixth Street Shelter, you know, you can go and read a book to kids during one of their sessions. And it's important that we give back in some way. If we are able, that is, I believe, why we were put here on this earth, not just for us, but to help others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, thank you, Dawn Gottschall, for being here with Community Action Lehigh Valley and the Second Harvest Food Bank and the many other programs that you are in charge of making sure happen. Thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us. Tiffany, what are we doing next? What's next up on the Home for the Holidays?
And be sure to tune in next week for one of our tastiest episodes yet, For the Foodie. We'll visit some of the Valley's most delicious local shops and kitchens.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
And how you can gift and give back to both your community, your local business owners, and give a gift to somebody you love with food.
With food.
Which we just talked about food, but now
we're
going to go the other direction. We're going to talk about enjoying the food.
Yes.
Yes.
And just remember that this holiday season, that although you may have a nice warm meal on your table, others may not. So let's all do our part to help.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.